AM 1000, the station that continues to shake up Chicago, has permitted Denny Bonaducci to run wild with his exciting new contest idea. And guess what? It's catching on.
Called Slot Machine in Your Pants. You ready?
Ready.
Here's what I do. I take a thing of fruit cocktail, a big giant can,
yeah,
and I pour it down your pants.
Oh, yes.
And if you can get three matching fruits to come out your pant bag, you win.
Now, listeners all over town are letting Denny Bonaducci pour fruit cocktail down their pants to win.
Who wants to start?
Scott wants to start.
Scott, do you want to start?
Scott, for being the quieter one.
All okay, right. Scott's going to start. Gene, come here. I'll need your help.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, do we have elastic here? Yeah.
Honey, I know you're listening. Don't worry about Jane.
Okay.
She's wonderful.
You might want to pull out your... You might want to pull your pants out, too. Okay.
For you,
jeez, I'm seeing...
For you, Danny, anything.
I don't want to see your wang, dude. All right, you ready? Here it goes.
Now, describe the feeling.
It's wet,
slimy,
No, don't describe Gene. Describe the feeling. All right, now wiggle around a little bit.
Oh, this is good.
Oh, look at your pant going down.
Good. Wait.
Okay, now see...
Loosen the pant leg. Hold on. Oh, there it is.
Three tangerines.
No, they're three. Well, that's whatever they
peaches,
are.
Peaches.
Matching.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Excuse us, Chicago. Is that a slot machine in your pants, or are you just enjoying Danny Bonaducci?
How does that feel?
I love it.
Is it squishy? And is it something I might want to do at home?
You might.
The Denny Bonaducci Show has hit the jackpot with the new contest, Slot Machine in Your Pants. It's lots of fun.
All right, see what you can pull out of your pant leg at this point. Anything?
Ching, ching, ching!
One, two, three!
He won
another
two!
Another winner! Yeah.
Anyone can play pocket pool, but only Denny Bonaducci knows how to play...
Slot machine in your pants!
Overnights and weekends on your AM...
I don't want to see your wang, dude! All right, you ready?
1,000.
It's a little game I play. We're back at AM 1,000 with Nazareth. Excellent! So cool for me. This is... You know, I am so sorry I don't have my guitar. I have this white guitar. I got to get more of them. Who sponsors our musical instruments?
Washburn.
We got to call them.
Okay.
I need more white guitars.
Excellent.
I have this white guitar at home that, unfortunately, I worked at a top 40 station, so the best signature I have. Oh, no, I have What's His Face from Foreigner, which is pretty good, but the best aside from that is like.
From who?
Foreigner.
Oh, no. Sorry, you got me there.
I got
one of them young guys.
The other one I got is Bon Jovi, that's kind of a cool signature. Mm-hmm. But at a top 40 station, it was like. I don't want you to say it. I felt guilty because they'd see the guitar with signatures, these top 40 guys, and they'd like want to sign it, and I'd go, how do you tell. You know, Milli Vanilli. I don't want him to touch my friggin' guitar. How do you tell
my guitar?
I swear to God, I had to break down. Debbie Gibson signed my rock and roll guitar. I couldn't just tell her no. I felt too bad.
Yeah.
All right, so I went to phone her. What can I tell you? So I'm here with Nazareth. Why don't we all introduce ourselves, starting from bass?
This is Pete Agnew on the bass here.
I'm Dan McCaffrey. I'm the singer.
Okay, you're gonna have to come.
Okay, I'm Dan McCaffrey. I'm the singer.
Okay.
I'm Billy Rankin, guitar.
I'm Daryl Sweet on drums.
That's Daryl Sweet on drums.
Thank you, Daryl Sweet on drums. You have the thickest accent I ever heard, man.
Who has?
Me.
Well, actually, all of you, but I think yours is... You were saying something outside when you were putting out your cigarette? I have no idea what you were saying. Here's what I heard.
Hitting is hitting.
That's what I said.
Oh, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, then I got it perfectly,
that means,
man.
That means thanks, man.
Oh, cool. No problem.
I'll put it out right here.
I'll put it out right here.
And these accents are...
Oh, they're authentic. We're stuck with them.
Yeah. But they are from...
Scotland. Yes.
It's a Scottish accent. Do you know the band Proclaimers, by any chance?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I'm like the only one here that knows them. I play their music, and everybody said, wow, who are these guys? They're really good. They seem pretty good.
They come from a place called Ochtermuchty.
Wait, what?
Ochtermuchty.
It's a Munich.
It's a
Munich Nick Tinnick. Something like that. That's all I know.
Actually, it's nothing like that, but it's okay.
It's not even close to that. So is there any chance I can get you guys to, like, do songs?
Yeah, well, we've been trying to rehearse something in the waiting room there.
Now, I have reverb here, if you want any.
Whoa, that
listen
be...
to this, listen to this. Reverb, okay, somebody talk.
Hello.
Wow, is that cool?
That's good. Frank Ifield.
So tell me how much you want, if you want to...
Not particularly fussy, actually.
I'd say when.
I'm trying to cut out on the reverb, man.
Okay, about there, sound good then?
That sounds about right. Yeah. Hey, that sounds chemically induced.
Well, these mics pick up these guitars.
You got the right
can
show.
Can you hear
that? Yeah. All right, so whenever you guys are ready, you want to tell us what you're singing?
What we're going to do?
We'll do a track from a new album called Right Between the Eyes, but this is a totally different version from the album.
Okay, it's so totally if you want to hear the album version, you should go out and buy the album.
Yes, the album version's not this. This is more Cajun.
This might not induce you to buy the album version, actually. So I wouldn't even, you know.
Just your totally cool accents are inducing me to go out and buy the album. I get it free, and I'm going to go out and buy it just to support you guys.
No, we'll sell you another one. We'll sell you another one.
Right on.
We can get you a discount.
By the way, Nazareth is at Toto's tonight, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
11:30. The phone number, if you want tickets, that's out in Schaumburg. If you want tickets, phone number is 708-679-5969. Okay.
Right.
Right.
2, 3, 4.
Tearing up the freeways, running in a big race, gotta get on. She's coming on strong, there's something going on. It's the same old song, but I gotta get on. She really fooled me. She got me right between the eyes. Doing this, doing that, sleeping on a doormat. Gotta make a comeback, baby, tonight. When it gets insane, I'm losing my brain, but I'm making my name, gotta do it tonight. She really fooled me, she got me right between the eyes. She pushed and pulled me, she got me right between the eyes. Doing that, sleeping on a doormat. Gotta make a comeback, baby, tonight. When it gets insane and I'm losing my brain, but I'm making my name, gotta do it tonight. She really fooled me. She got the right between the eyes. She pushed and pulled me. She got me right between the eyes.
Yo.
Oh, God. Wow. That's awesome.
Well, thank you.
It did have a Cajun feel to it, though, too. I wanted to suck the guts out of a crawfish. Right. Wow, you guys are great. Now, how long have you been together?
25 years.
25? What, have you been with
me?
The band since you were three?
14 in my part. 14. The new boy.
Ah, you're the new kid. 14 years.
The new kid.
This is actually an audition for him.
let's see if you're going to keep him.
Really yeah. That, you know?
So how many dates would you say you've played since you've been together?
Oh.
Thousands?
Oh, thousands?
Oh, yeah.
Who have you played with? Who are some of the big names you've played with?
We haven't played with the Stones, and we didn't play with the Beatles. Just about anybody else, though, I think.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, who'd want to play with those two?
Really?
Yeah. Got to be tired of carrying
old guys,
them.
Guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, so, let them fill their own stadiums, I'll yeah. say.
Absolutely, I agree. Yeah. Let me take a quick break, and I'll be right back with Nazareth, who is at Toto's tonight in Schaumburg, 708-769. No, that's not right. 708-679-5969. It's AM 1000. Okay, we are back at AM 1000 with the band Nazareth. I just wanted you to know that we played Love Hurts at my prom.
Oh,
right.
Thank you.
That's kind of cool. So I assume that song went number one.
No, it went to number
seven. Oh, we still got the Who's It stuff on there.
Yeah, I like it that way. No, number seven was the highest I went in the States.
You're kidding?
Yeah.
Because everybody knows that. The second he put in Love Hurts and I went... Oh, cool. I love this song.
Yeah, but Danny, it was number seven for 5 years.
Oh, well, okay. I'll address this question to the bass player. Does it bother you in any way, shape, or form that I have had a number one hit and never actually learned to play a musical instrument?
That's okay. Listen to Top Ten's like that.
What the? Yeah, really. Had we done the Partridge Family today, it would have been totally normal. Nobody plays anymore. What do you guys think of today's music?
There's good stuff and there's the
well,
the
see, tragedy. I came from top 40, man. It was a nightmare for me. It was horrible for me.
I think it's like everything else. There's somewhere out there in the midst. There's one every now and again comes up that's really good. And the rest
who do you think is good now?
I just can't think of one at the moment.
There's like you guys.
The Black Crowes, I like them.
I like the Black Crowes too, very much. They're my wife's favorite band.
And but others, you know, ever since Little Feet, there's not really been a band that's turned me on.
Some of the Seattle bands are not bad as well.
Yeah, I like the Spin Doctors as well.
Yeah, we play a lot of them here. Well, we don't play much music here, actually. But
I can tell that, yeah.
When we do, I pick one over 5 minutes in length.
I'll stick a cartridge with pigs on it.
Now, I don't even know what these are. You're looking at our carts, and they're not mine. They're probably, whose are they, Cavs?
Those are Cavs.
Will I get in trouble if I play them?
Nah.
Okay, he wants to know what they are. This one says pigs.
Pigs sounds good, and duh.
I'm assuming pigs is the sound of a pig. All right, I plugged in. Let's see.
That's what it is.
There you
That's
go.
What it is, all right. And what other one did you want to hear? Duh?
Duh. Duh looks
Which
good.
Where's duh?
See,
Stop me
over there. Keep going. There you go.
I have no idea what this one is either. All right.
Duh.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for listening to my show.
That's just fabulous.
So it's pigs and duh.
Duh.
They're pretty much just what they say. No false advertising here. So you guys have been huge rock stars. So let me ask you two rock star questions. But we got a car phone question for you. So let me go to this guy first, so he doesn't spend a bunch of money. Mike.
Yeah.
You wanted to talk to Nazareth?
Yeah. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Mike.
We heard from you.
What did you want to talk about, dude?
Tomorrow's Mother's Day. I was wondering if they play Holiday.
Oh, we'll do it tonight.
They'll do it tonight if you come on out to Toto's in Schaumburg.
Great, would not miss it.
All right, 11:30, yeah. Man, and I got a new phone number for you, too. Listen up. Okay. 708. Got this? You're driving, and you got the phone in one hand. This is really dangerous.
Okay, I'm at a stoplight right now.
All right, cool, quick, hurry. 708-397-7000.
Marked.
Got it?
Got it.
Cool.
There you
I beep
go.
Your horn now. Thank you very much. That was a pleasure. Thanks. Nice talking to you.
Should put that on a cartridge.
Yeah.
Cartridge.
So we'd just say honk. We've got the
honk.
This is actually nothing. Johnny B. Do you know Jonathan Brandmeier?
Yeah.
He's got literally probably 1,000 of these things with every kind of noise you could ever imagine on them. I don't really know how to use this machinery around here, so I try not to mess with it too much. So I was going to ask you, rock and roll, stop calling in on your car phones when I'm talking. All right. Because I can make people that just call hold on forever. But I feel really bad about people with their car phones because it costs so much. Bob.
Yeah, I'm just curious. One thing, whenever I hear groups sing with beautiful accents when they talk, why do they lose their accent when they sing? Is that a conscious effort?
Dude, thank you. No. I was going to ask that question. I totally forgot.
Because Elvis Presley came from America. And everybody sings rock and roll. Germans sing rock and roll with an American accent. Japanese sing rock and roll with an American accent. It's natural.
It's the American culture.
I mean, do you then practice an American accent?
God, no, boy.
See, Bob, it wouldn't sound
damn, not bad.
If we did, like, well, it's one for the money and two for the show. Three to get ready now. Go, Gargoyle. Go, don't you?
Doesn't it work?
Step on my blue sweat shoes.
It's the Proclaimers.
That doesn't work.
That's the funniest thing I ever heard.
All right, I guess that answers the question.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
All right, now, if nobody calls in on their car phone and guilts me into answering right away, I'm going to ask these freaking questions. I wouldn't know about, like, being, you know, so big and famous in rock and roll for so long. Have you done, like, the big famous rock and roll things? Has anybody here actually met and done it with Sweet Sweet Connie?
Well.
We have met. No, we've done met. It with.
You've met Sweet Sweet Connie?
Yes.
You did her, don't lie.
Yeah.
How do you meet Sweet Sweet Connie and not do it?
Because big road crew guys instead of little singer people.
Yeah, how come the road crew guys are always getting so much? That doesn't seem fair.
Because they work so hard at it.
The things that girl will do for a laminated pass.
Yeah.
How about the plaster caster? Do you guys know her? You know who that is?
Yes, we know who that is.
You know, she's got, I can't believe this, with Jimi Hendrix and, you know, legends like that. Do you know David Cassidy has his wang in her house?
Well.
I know. I would be so... I mean, I wouldn't want to, because I've heard, like, some of these guys were giant talents, if you know what I mean.
the night I was there, she ran out of plaster, I can only say.
All right, to see that for yourself, show up at Toto's in Schaumburg. Now, how long is your show?
About an hour and 20 minutes, an hour and 15, something like that. You know,
that's really good for a club. I mean, a lot of people, like, they go out and see bands and they think they should play all night. I don't really appreciate that.
I don't know. See, even my sort of favorite bands, after I've seen them for about an hour, it's, well, thanks very much. I'm going to have a beer now, you know?
Yeah, when I see, like, the HBO comedy specials, too, because I like comedy, I always think, yeah, a half hour would be good. Yeah. It shouldn't be an hour long. And with rock and roll, I don't think you should go that much past an hour.
No.
My favorite all-time act to see was Bruce Springsteen for a while. Yeah. And I went to see him, And it really held my attention, but at hour three, I'm thinking, is this guy ever going to stop? I really can't bear him too much. And I actually left, and I'm a huge Springsteen fan.
Sure,
but I split. I was done with Bruce Springsteen. Right. So I think that's a really good length.
Well, the thing is, if you buy an album, and it's your favourite album, you put it on, even if you play both sides, you're only talking about an hour and a bit of music.
Right.
And, you know.
And most of our songs are about 3 or 4 minutes long anyway. We don't do kind of Grateful Dead bits and, like, you know, wander off and eat a sandwich and bring a dog on and stuff.
So it's like, but we're thinking about
so it's all, I mean,
it wouldn't like, be bad. I kind of like it.
It's an hour and 20 minutes, but we do about 400 songs.
You know, that's the thing. That's another thing I must say I like about current artists is they really sing long songs. I could smoke a whole cigar during some of the newer tunes. Let's see, what else did I want to know? Because this is very exciting to me, because, I mean, I swear, we played you at the prom. That was really funny, because I went to one of those little, like, private schools in the Valley with, like, Michael Jackson, and Stevie Wonder's little sister went to school with me, so they, like, Stevie Wonder and Michael Jackson sang at my prom, and it was really cool. But we ended the prom with Love Hurts.
Yeah,
this is very cool. Now, can I convince you guys maybe to do another song? If it's asking too much, you just let me know. Yeah,
we'll do it.
Yeah, we'll do something about our national drink. Whiskey drinking women.
Okay.
Right.
Are we starting this again?
Just like this.
She's even got some in my bed. Most times I see her now, she's 3 parts out of her head. I don't know where I went wrong, I sure tried to treat her right. But it so upsets me seeing her juiced up every night. That whiskey drinking woman is making a poor man out of me. Get myself together, start working something out. Maybe if I try some booze, I'll see what it's about. I love that woman, she's the best one that I have. She's got this habit now, sure is getting bad. That whiskey drinking woman is making for me. Whiskey drinking woman is making for me out me.
Wow. There you go now. I think we should have a special round of applause for Daryl, the drummer, playing the Gatorade bottle.
With a
lighter.
He's so good on Gatorade bottles.
That's a Gatorade bottle with a lighter. That's very impressive.
That's my lighter. That's my Gatorade.
So when you guys go on the road now, is it like a little more informal than in the old days?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's party time now, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, now, yeah. You don't have a giant road crew and...
No, we've got all local guys, you know, from our hometown. Well, we used to have that in the early days, and then we spent so much time in the States with an American road crew most of the time.
Right.
But now we're, you know, well, we've just done, like, 2 tours of Russia and places like that.
No way. What was that like?
Soviet Union. It's very Soviet.
It's very Soviet.
Yeah. I love concrete.
They love concrete everywhere.
Oh.
But how are the audiences?
Oh, the audiences are wonderful.
Audiences are great.
Fabulous.
Now, of course, did they think you're American when you go over there?
No, they know about the band because when the wall was still up and all that years ago, we used to do a lot of stuff for a company called Radio Free Europe that used to send other stuff out, right? So we were big stars over there, and which astounded us, but it was great.
That's awesome, a tour of Russia. Is it cool playing rock and roll? Do they appreciate it?
Oh, the audiences are great. It's just like, it's not really a place for a vacation yet.
You know? Oh, no. We were in Lithuania and Latvia just like the week after the tanks were there. You know,
no way.
It was fun. Our hotel room was full of the sort of bullet holes and stuff from the uprising.
February 1990.
Wow, so you were with that. That's literally like minutes. That's a little too soon for me.
We were sort of zipping between cover a lot, I must admit.
We just done 3 years of the war zones of the world, you know?
Yes, yeah,
so Yugoslavia is a good place for us as well.
You're the Bob Hopes of the of the rock and roll world. If there's a ceasefire, just book me there. They're playing the DMZ. So what do you think is the best show you've ever had? Where is your favorite place?
Zagreb.
Where?
Zagreb. No, we didn't do that when that got cancelled.
I think we saved the best one for tonight at Toto's.
There you go, Toto's. You're very good at this. Not only can you play one end of a Gatorade bottle, but boy, can you plug. Tonight, Nazareth, well, just so we know, you'll definitely be doing Love Hurts.
Oh, yes. No, I'm not doing it.
You're not like those, I hate rock acts that go out and like don't. I went and saw Bowie, who was like one of my heroes. I really love David Bowie. Yep. Went out and I see David Bowie with Tin Machine. I'm thinking, you suck, man. I really want to hear like something from the Thin White Duke and Ziggy Plays and, you know, come on. Nothing. That really bugged me a lot.
I think it bugged a lot of people.
Yeah, it doesn't do it anymore.
No, they don't do it anymore. No. It's a smart move. No. Just stay on your little island with Iman, kick back, and when you're ready to play Changes, come on out.
We've had people ask for their money back for some track that we couldn't remember we'd cut recorded. You know,
really?
Yeah. Can you do such and such? No, who made that one? You did. Oh,
believe me, I have that same problem because, you know. Hey, do you know that? We watched your show the other day, and on it you sang this song, and I'm going, dude, I never sang any song, okay? And I don't know anybody that sang any song. We got a question from Grace would like to say hello to you. Go ahead, Grace, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing, Danny?
I'm just very well. Thank you. Say hello to my guest, Nazareth.
Oh, I love Nazareth, and I love you, too.
Cool. Whoa. I'm thinking we could get lucky.
Very accommodating lady. Okay, the question I have, there's a Nazareth album that I used to have, and I'm dating myself. And
really?
Forgive me.
I date myself when my wife's out of town.
Yeah, so do I. I date myself when your wife's out of town, too.
I like this caller.
This is great.
All right, so you have this Nazareth album, or you had it?
Well, anyway, I had one, and I think it's called Loud and Proud.
Yeah.
They did a Joni Mitchell cover called That's This
right.
Flight Tonight.
Yes.
Right. And there's another one on it. I think it's called The Road I Need to Go or something like that. You can quit thinking about stopping my drinking, you know. I know the road
okay,
I need to go.
Everybody's looking at each other like you're on acid.
No,
there,
no. The Joni Mitchell one's This Flight Tonight. We still do that, yeah. But I don't know this other one you're talking about.
Show Me the Way to Go
It
Home.
It was on the same album.
Was it?
We
were drunk a lot of time when we did that
this
album.
Like
you must remember.
This was like about 15 years ago. The band's probably totally changed.
You understand, I can't remember the track listing either.
No, the newest guy in the band has been in the band 14 years, so it's the That's same guys.
I was trying to give them an out, Danny.
They were really high. They were drinking that year.
Actually, that album was recorded in 1973, so that's 20 years old now.
Yeah, I don't remember anything before 88, so I think that makes sense. Thanks for the call, Grace. I appreciate it.
So I can't get any information on how I can get this album.
Oh, I don't know. How can she get this album?
I guess you go to a record store and order
Flip
it now.
Flip a coin.
If they don't have it at the record store, do you remember what label it was
on? It's on A&M Records.
It's on A&M. Call A&M. They'll send it to you.
There is no way it's going to be on any record label.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it says.
It's not on any record label. What is that? Of course it's on a record label. Up A&M. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying it's not. There's no way it would be in a record store right now.
No, you'd be surprised. Yeah. You'd be surprised.
All the old stuff's been re-released on CD in a lot of cases, you know, and I don't know if it's not over here.
Everything is on CD. I recently was given a gift of a mini disc player. Have you seen these things?
Yeah.
And they got like, I think only that Achy Breaky Heart guy is like the only mini disc I can find, and I'd rather die.
Yes,
so
yes.
I swear to God, so I have. They have not done that yet.
A&M I've seen them back.
We signed them last night.
Yeah, we did.
Mini discs or CDs?
No, CDs.
Yeah.
You'll get it in CD, Grace.
Okay.
Definitely.
Grace, this is Chicago, not Hooterville. They have records in the record store.
Thank you, Shemp. This is Chicago, not Hooterville.
There you go.
Oh, I read that Shemp just chimes in. All right, I got to take a quick break, and I'll be back. And we're going to play one off the new CD when I come back. And we're going to thank you very much for being here. Remind everybody that Nazareth, tonight, Toto's in Schaumburg. The new phone number I'm giving you. That first phone number was right, by the way. But this one is the ticket office. 708-397-7000. All right, be back in a flash, AM 1000. Okay, we are back at AM 1000 with Nazareth. I'm going to play something off the new album, No Jive. And what label is this?
Griffin.
Shemp was just telling me that these guys are, you're English? And come on in here, Mr. Record Dude.
Mr. Record Dude,
coming in now.
Okay.
He didn't understand the words you said to him, but he's coming in.
Pick any one of these mics to talk in. And what's your name?
Richard.
How you doing, Richard? That's very nice, actually. Just pick it up and you can set it back when you're done.
Okay.
How you doing?
Thank you. Very well, indeed. Thank you.
Are you the president of this record label?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. We're based in Villa Park.
Where?
Villa Park.
Oh, cool. Boy, there's just so many different accents running around this room. If that girl with you is German, I'm just going to be completely
confused. No. She's from Oaklawn. The other guys in there from London. And obviously these guys are all from Scotland.
Obviously.
You can only just about communicate. You know, yes. It's a huge amount.
It's like a foreign language. When they first came in and said, I kind of got nice to meet you. And then after that, I was totally lost. But that was funny. I was going to ask that question. I forgot to. And then Bob called in on his car phone. You really don't, the accents, although I can still hear yours a little bit when you sing. But it really does get, you know, it's perfectly clear what you're saying when you sing. Maybe the next time you ask me for an answer, you should sing it.
There you go. That's what you should do.
And then I'll know exactly what you're talking about. So who else you have on your label?
Hawkwind. It's like England's Grateful Dead.
A bunch of old fat guys?
Yeah. They're like
old fat women.
I think Hawkwind have probably been referred to as the poor man's Pink Floyd, something like that. Yeah, they've really been going along, even longer than these guys.
You've got Britain's Pink Floyd and the poor man's
the poor man's Pink Floyd. Hawkwind, they're called. We've got Pendragon. We're just coming out with an
album. Okay, I know Pendragon.
We're bringing out an album by Venom. Deliverance is a new album, and hopefully we're going to be.
That's where you play. Every time somebody says anything about Deliverance, that's when you play the pig sounds.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Wee! Making that baby squeal. It's
weird. We're a poor man's pigs.
We have a guy called Michael White, and also we're hoping to sign up Rick Wakeman.
And you've got Nazareth with their new one, No Jive.
Hooray! Yeah.
That also, hey, Grace, if you're listening, babe. Track 11, last track, is This Flight Tonight. It's just right under it, bonus track.
You
got this one free.
It's just for Grace.
It's number 11. It goes up to 11. so they've got it, and that's a new version of that.
Yes.
And so this isn't the greatest hits. This is all new stuff, right?
Yes.
Excellent. I'm going to play a track off that. I'm going to play Higher and Fire, which is 5 minutes and 10 seconds. Excellent, you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. And if you wanna go see Nazareth with, which I totally do, am I comped if I come in, dude?
Absolutely. I was just gonna ask you if you wanted to come tonight.
I do want to come tonight, and I totally want my name on a very important person's list. Because I can't get that unless I like do this on the air and kind of shame you into it.
All right, passes.
Oh, nominance, dude! All right, who on the crew do I have to sleep with? Wow, this is cool. You're doing a U.S. Canada tour?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the rest of the year.
Do you know, I could probably get lucky from Sweet Sweet Connie for these. I swear to God, give me something heavy to carry. Not too heavy, because my back hurts. But give me some heavy equipment to move around and some laminates, and I could get lucky. All right, cool. So I'm going to play something from the new CD. It's called No Jive, and it's on...
Griffin Records. Not Geffen, Griffin.
Griffin. Is your name Griffin?
No. It's just that it's like the family crest you see on the ring here. That's a Griffin.
Dude, I'm trying to... Come here, let me see that. That's kind of cool. Where did you get this? Where did you get this made, or did it come in Hong Kong? Very authentic British family seal. I got that in a suit with two pair of pants.
Actually, Glippin.
But that's okay. We're selling Hong Kong back in a couple of years anyway.
You just put my name on the list. You can keep your laminates. I don't want to put you out on the laminates.
I think he's telling us to stick them down.
No. I would hate it if Connie showed up and this guy couldn't get any now. So I'm going to play something off the new CD. It's No Jive by Nazareth, who you can see tonight at Toto's in Schaumburg. Once again, phone 708-397-7000. Thanks a lot for coming by, you guys.
Thank you very much.
I can't believe how good you sing. You sounded great. It was really a pleasure to have you in.
Cool.
We'll be back in a minute, so crank up your radio.